This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A jailed Palestinian says he is considering running in January's election to choose a successor to Yasser Arafat. His name is Marwan Barghouti. He's a charismatic leader who is supported by younger Palestinians. If he ran, his effort would threaten Mahmoud Abbas. He's the man who won the official endorsement of Fatah, the largest Palestinian faction. NPR's Linda Gradstein traveled to the West Bank city of Ramallah to find out more.
Marwan Barghouti's reported decision to run could split the Fatah movement, the largest Palestinian faction. Last night, the Fatah Revolutionary Council approved the candidacy of Mahmoud Abbas, who had previously been appointed Arafat's successor as the head of the Palestine Liberation Organization. Abbas is a member of the Old Guard, the leaders who have now been involved in the Palestinian struggle for decades. Many of them followed Yasser Arafat as he migrated around the world, from Jordan to Lebanon to Tunisia. Along with Arafat, Abbas came back to the West Bank and Gaza a decade ago. Abbas scores low in polls and inspires little enthusiasm. Saher Habash, a Palestinian poet and a member of the Central Committee, says Abbas will continue Arafat's path.
He doesn't have the same charisma of Yasser Arafat, but he's accepted highly by the Palestinian people. He's an honest man. He is always saying the truth.
Abbas is even less popular among what's called the Young Guard, Palestinian leaders in their 30s and 40s. Most of them grew up inside the West Bank and Gaza and were the local leaders of the first Intifada, or Palestinian uprising against Israel, in the 1980s. They were also the most vocal critics of Yasser Arafat's authoritarian style. Many of the Young Guard support Marwan Barghouti. The 45-year-old Barghouti grew up in the West Bank and has been in an Israeli jail since last June, serving 5 consecutive life sentences for involvement in attacks on Israelis. But Barghouti has also spoken out in favor of reaching a peace deal with Israel and speaks fluent Hebrew. His reported decision to run worries Fatah leaders. Even some of Barghouti's supporters, such as lawmaker Mohamed Harani, have urged Barghouti not to run. He says Fatah must unite behind Mahmoud Abbas.
We have just one choice, to go behind this man because of the very sensitive condition that we have in this time for our issue, Palestinian issue.
Israeli officials today said they have no intention of letting Barghouti out of jail. But Azmi Shoaibi, an independent lawmaker, says Barghouti and the Young Guard may be more open to a peace deal with Israel than older leaders such as Abbas.
I think those people who are ready to continue the dialogue with the Israelis, and they are ready to do this, and they have the experience, and I think they will do it while no one will say that they are committed to the Israeli side.
Hanan Ashrawi, a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, says Fatah is undergoing a period of transition.
The old guard are trying to keep their privileges, trying to say that they are in control. And the young guard are telling them that they need to be represented, otherwise they will challenge the rule of the old guard.
Abbas faces another challenge from the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, a militant offshoot of Fatah that has claimed responsibility for dozens of attacks against Israelis. Palestinian analyst Mamdouh Nofal says these militants will not listen to Abbas even if he is elected.
They will support him in the elections to be the president, but they will not obey him if he asks them to stop fire. They will not obey him if he asks them to stop suicide bombers.
Abbas knows how delicate his position is. Earlier this month in Gaza, dozens of armed men confronted the former prime minister, shouting slogans against him. They then opened fire, killing 2 bodyguards. Abbas insists it was not an assassination attempt. But Palestinian analysts say whatever it was, it's just one example of the problems Abbas will face, even if he wins the elections in January. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.